David left Prince Omar's yacht and made his way to Amman, the capital of Jordan. Amman had become the Middle East's version of Cold War Berlin. Any country that was big enough to care had spies on the ground in Amman, and with so many intelligence agencies operating in the city, it was almost impossible to do business without someone noticing. That was why David had chosen to meet his Iraqi contact in the Jordanian capital. David's connection to Prince Omar and the Saudi royal family needed to be protected at all costs. Yes, the Iraqis could provide money to the cause, but nothing compared to the Saudis. If the grand plan did not go as he hoped, David wanted to be able to point the Israelis and the Americans and anyone else who cared in the direction of Saddam Hussein. He did not want them to go looking in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for him. David trusted very few people, and none of them were Iraqis. He had caught them in many lies during his business dealings with them, but in truth, he had expected nothing less. They were the bullies of the neighborhood, and in the Middle East, there was no shortage of bullies. The Iraqis made up the rules and then changed them again when they didn't like the way things were going. David despised them for the way they feigned concern over the Palestinian plight. The truth was that there wasn't a single Iraqi who truly cared for the Palestinians. To Saddam and his henchmen, the Palestinians were nothing more than a lightning rod to attract anti-Semitism and hatred for America. David had carefully applied a black beard flecked with gray to his face and had added a touch of gray to his eyebrows. Over his hair, he was wearing the black and white keffiyeh of a Palestinian. He looked a good 15 years older. He had met with the Iraqi on 6 previous occasions, and he had worn the same disguise each time. Posing as Mohammed Rashid, a Palestinian businessman who had strong ties to the PLO,